O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
If I climb up to heaven, you are there.
If I make the grave my bed, you are there also.
Yesterday I was crucified with Christ. Today I am glorified with him. Yesterday I was dead with Christ. Today I am sharing in his resurrection. Yesterday I was buried with him. Today I am waking with him from the sleep of death.
Psalm 111.
The Lord is gracious and full of compassion.
Alleluia. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. In the company of the faithful and in the congregation.
The works of the Lord are great, sought out by all who delight in them.
His work is full of majesty and honour, and his righteousness endures forever.
He appointed a memorial for his marvellous deeds. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion.
He gave food to those who feared him. He is ever mindful of his covenant.
He showed his people the power of his works
in giving them the heritage of the nations. The works of his hands are truth and justice. All his commandments are sure.
They stand fast forever and ever.
They are done in truth and equity. He sent redemption to his people. He commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have those who live by it. His praise endures forever. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion.
Let us pray. Gracious God, you are full of compassion. May we who long for your kingdom to come rejoice to do your will and acknowledge your power alone to save, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. As the two disciples came near the village to which they were going, Jesus walked ahead as if he were going on. But they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us, because it is almost evening and the day is now nearly over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at table with them, he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us?"
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God.
Let us pray to God, who alone makes us dwell in safety. For all who are affected by coronavirus, through illness or isolation or anxiety, that they may find relief and recovery. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
For those who guide our nation, that they may make decisions with wisdom and understanding. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
For medical practitioners and researchers, that through their bravery and insight, many will be restored to health. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
For the vulnerable and the fearful, for the gravely ill and the dying, that they may know comfort and peace. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Let us commend ourselves and all for whom we pray to the mercy and protection of God. Let us pray. Christ, yesterday and today, the beginning and the end, Alpha and Omega, all time belongs to you and all ages. To you be glory and power through every age and forever. Amen. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
May the risen Christ give us his peace.
Alleluia. Amen.